and Wonderfeet Kids Museum started as a pipe dream. Rutland residents taking part in creative economy forums talked about wanting a children's museum in town. So volunteers got to work, and in 2011, Wonderfeet was launched in an empty downtown storefront. In 2015, the museum moved to a larger, more permanent space, expanded its hours, and broadened its outreach. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, the museum recently opened a brand new exhibit and will host one of its most ambitious fundraisers this weekend.
Inside the cab of the bright blue locomotive, a five-year-old is busy working the controls, her ponytail flying. Not far away, four other preschoolers dressed in white jackets are busy serving up pizza, fruit, and cupcakes in the futuristic pink diner. Jackie Walker watches over the kids, part of a local preschool class.
This is my first time here as a parent and as a teacher.
And what do you think?
I think this place is amazing. I would even bring my 10 and 12-year-old here to play. There's something for like every age, and I had no idea there was so much here.
There's an enclosed play area for very young children, Legos and robotic equipment for older kids, magnetic ramps and balls that hang on one wall, and a brand new mini credit union with a child-size ATM machine that just opened. Myra Peffer, the museum's executive director, says the museum is funded by gate admissions, memberships, grants, donations, sponsorships, and birthday parties. Last year, she says, they had 17,000 visitors, and she says their role in the community is expanding.
We have organizational memberships for Easter Seals who do the supervised visits for families whose kids are in foster care, so they bring them here for their supervised visits. Rutland Mental Health brings their kids who have behavior on social, you know, on a weekly basis, they come in and bring kids and work with them on these behavioral things. Physical therapists, OT, speech language pathologists, they all have organizational memberships that they can come as often as they want with their clients. So, for me, that's the heart and soul of what we are. Yes, we're a fun place where families can learn and play together, but we're also helping build healthy families in this community.
She says they hope to do even more and are hosting one of their largest fundraisers yet this weekend, a lip-syncing competition at the Paramount Theater Saturday night. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.